I'm Riley.
And I'm Ellie.
And we are back with the JJ Buzz.
And today we are here at Paragraphs with our special guest. Do you want to introduce yourself?
Yes. Hi, my name is Maxwell, and I am the manager of Paragraphs Bookstore in downtown Mount Vernon.
So in honor of National Reading Month, we wanted to do a podcast all about books and reading and such. So our first question for you is, what are some book recommendations for high schoolers?
Sure. So obviously everyone reads different genres and different material. So it really varies person by person, student by student. But one of my personal favorites when I was studying both in high school and in college was Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. So that's actually one of my go-tos to recommend to high school students.
And I think our AP English class, that's one of the books you read. And the teacher brings in the Frankenstein serial.
Perfect.
Yeah. I did not take AP, but I've heard from friends.
It's a lovely book.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what about, so what genre would you say that is?
Here in the store, we call that, we shelve that in the classic section, but okay. It falls into genres like Gothic literature as well.
Gotcha.
What are your favorite books? And do you have like the best book you've ever read?
My favorite books are probably going to be just about anything by Tolkien. So that's J.R.R. Tolkien. And best book I ever read, I mean, it's got to be something like Lord of the Rings.
Okay.
That's a personal favorite of mine.
And do you think there's a difference between your favorite book you've read and the best book you've read?
It could be. Yeah. So one of my favorite books, if we're going to distinguish it that way, one of my favorite books I've read is a book called, If We Were Villains by ML Rio.
Which I read after you recommended it to me.
Yes, I love that book. I love that book. And then, one of the best books I read, then yeah, I would go back to something like Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit. Those are just classics to me.
Oh yeah. I agree, except for right now, I think my favorite and the best book I've ever read are the same. So, what books do you think should be taught in schools?
That's a tough one. I think that the curriculum calls for some really great literature already.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, there's so many great books that we've read, you know, and it's hard to say anything against some of those classics like To Kill a Mockingbird or something I mentioned earlier, which was like Frankenstein.
Yeah.
You know, it's definitely a great selection already. And I think that you can't go wrong with some of those. I think some other ones that I know have made it into the curriculum in other schools, I'm not sure, in the local school districts were books like All American Boys, which we had those authors here in the store several years ago. But that was also a great book. But already there's just lovely stories that are being taught in schools.
Yeah. And we read Life of Pi our sophomore year. And that was a really good one. And I think we were the only year that read it. So I think that's another good one because it's also just an interesting story and it makes you think, especially like the ending when you, the twist at the end.
Absolutely.
But I agree that there are a lot of classics that should be read. Like my goal in life is to read a lot of the classics, even though I'll get to it eventually.
Yes. Yeah. All in good time.
I don't normally like the classics, but I think Fahrenheit 451 was one of the ones that I was quote unquote forced to read, to read. But I actually liked it. It was like the weird, like, I don't know, it was futuristic.
And, sometimes we don't do well when we're being told to read something.
Yeah.
We naturally want to push back on that. But you know, they are in the curriculum for, you know, very valid reasons, just like, you know, we got to the end of Life of Pi and it was like that twist really hooks you, or Fahrenheit 451. So all of those things, they all have merit. Sometimes it's just getting over that hump of I'm being told to do this.
And I think The Great Gatsby is one of those where you enjoy it more if you weren't forced to read it.
Absolutely.
Like one of my good friends, she said that she read The Great Gatsby on her own before school and loved it. But then when she was forced to read it, so it's just a different thing. Yeah. Like people don't like being told what to do exactly. So it's more fun to enjoy it on your own time.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So when did Paragraphs open? What are your hours? Where are you located? And if you want to talk about any of the signings that you do?
Sure. So Paragraphs Bookstore was first opened, I believe it was 1996.
Oh, wow.
So it's been about 28 years this year.
Oh, my gosh.
We've been in several locations in downtown Mount Vernon over the years, and we've had several owners over the years. We've been in this location with this owner for roughly 15 to 17 year range. Oh. I don't know exactly. I've been here for seven years at this point. Okay. So that's kind of the quick history of Paragraphs.
Just answered my question without even meaning to.
Yeah. Seven years. Yeah. Yep. It was 7 years in February. We are located, like I said, downtown Mount Vernon. The address is 229 South Main Street. We're on the corner of South Main and Ohio Avenue. Our hours, we're open 9:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. We're open 9:30 to 5 on Saturdays. We're closed on Sundays.
Yes.
Unless it's December. And then actually in December around the holidays, we open up on Sundays as well.
Oh, that's fun. Mm-hmm.
It's shorter hours. It's something like noon to 4, yeah. I think. But that's in December.
Is it the same all year round? Like summer, you're open the same hours?
Yep. Okay. Summer. Yeah. It doesn't. Yeah. Beyond the December change for Sundays, it's just the same year round.
Okay.
And then we'll open late for events that happen downtown Mount Vernon, like the Mount Vernon Music and Arts Festival
or First Fridays.
Yes. We'll stay open late for those events.
Okay. And then this is a random question, but at Happy Bean, we're doing the Easter egg hunt.
Absolutely.
So are you guys also doing that?
We are. Year? And so actually I can tie that one into the author event signings question. So I'll start with the events. We'll get right into Easter though. So we just had an author event March 2nd. And that was with an author named Christy Boyce, and she writes YA romance. Her latest book, yes. Her latest book was called Dungeons and Drama. It was a really cute story. I read it. It was a lot of fun. And she's a Columbus-based author, which is sort of how we got connected with her. I actually already had the book ordered for the store, realized someone came in and told me she was Columbus-based. So I reached out to her agent and through that got in touch with her. And then we ended up having the signing here in the store. It was really great. She was lovely. And it was a very, very busy event, which we always hope for. So that was on the 2nd. On the 16th, which is actually this coming Saturday from this point that we're recording, we have a Mount Vernon native local author,
named
Catherine Houghton. So she wrote a book called Come to the Lighthouse. So we've got her coming up this Saturday. And then the following Saturday, which is going to be the 23rd.
Yes.
So that's when the Easter egg hunt is for downtown Mount Vernon. And we're actually hosting another local author illustrator by the name of Richard Cowdrey. So he is the author illustrator of the Fiona the Hippo books.
Exactly. So cool.
So he had just came out Fiona and the Great Easter Egg Hunt, I believe the title is, or Fiona and the Easter Egg Hunt. So we figured because the Easter Egg Hunt is going on in Mount Vernon, we reached out to Richard and asked if he wanted to do a signing for his new book here. So we're going to tie in the new Fiona Easter book with the Easter Egg Hunt.
Mm-hmm. And so like at the signings, the author comes in, do they talk about their book first and then you can buy the book and they sign it, right?
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. And it's really up to the author. Sometimes they're so busy, like especially with Richard, sometimes it's just, a revolving door. They come in, they get them signed, a couple quick words, and then just keep moving.
Okay.
When Christy was here, it was a nice solid group of people who came in, they got their book signed, people were chatting, and then once everything was signed, people were still hanging around and sitting in all of the chairs.
Yeah.
So then it turned into a bit of a Q&A session. So she was answering questions, but it's entirely up to the author. Sometimes they tell us that they've got a presentation to give and we make that work. It's whatever they want to do.
That's cool. So our next question is, this one's my favorite question.
Okay.
What is your opinion on banned books, or like certain banned books? Do you think they should be banned or not?
Okay. So obviously we are a bookstore. So we are, we are not in the business of banning books.
Yes.
I think when you think about movies and television, they all have a rating, which is supposed to help parents or the viewer themselves decide whether this is going to be something that they want to read.
Yeah.
Or sorry, watch. We're talking television. something that they want to watch or something that they want their kids to watch. We know that's a thing.
Okay.
Books function much in the same way. There's not exactly a rating system outside of, you know, they fall into these genres which cater to these age groups.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to put an adult novel, an adult horror novel in a middle schooler's hands. I'm just not going to do it. So banned books to us here in the store function the same way. Sometimes they're banned. They're banned for all sorts of reasons. And we don't put books in people's hands without being thoughtful about it.
Yeah.
And we're not going to put books in people's hands without talking to their parents first if they're younger. So we are mindful of those books and how we sell them. But we ourselves are not in the business of banning books.
Okay. Our next question is, what all does Paragraphs offer?
Sure. So, surprising no one, we offer books. We offer books in for all ages. We try to hit all genres as well.
Yeah.
So that is, you know, everything from your newborns all the way up to adults, so, and everything in between. You know, we've got general fiction, contemporary classics. We carry the bestsellers. We have what we call an inspiration section, nonfiction, biographies, autobiographies, fantasy, sci-fi, you name it.
Gosh.
We probably have at least one. But the other thing that we offer as a service is we order books every day. So we order books for customers every day.
Yeah.
It doesn't cost a customer anything extra to order a book. All we do is take down their name and number. We call them when it shows up. A lot of the times it's a 2-day turnaround. It can be very, very quick.
Yeah.
So that is a service that we offer. Beyond books, if we're talking items in the store that we sell, we, as we're sitting here, you can look around. So many different things. We sell what we call sideline items. Sidelines constitute anything that is not a book to us.
Okay.
So that's going to be tote bags. We carry a line of stuffed toys called Jelly Cat, which is very, very popular. And we like to throw those everywhere in the store, pair them up with like books of the same color and make it look really nice. We carry some pens. We carry pencils. We carry book lights.
The buttons.
We carry buttons. we carry, you know, pencils, you know, that have funny phrases like grammar police. I mean, you name it, we probably carry something or could come up with something similar. We carry a lot of items. Obviously, we like to, you know, we are first and foremost a bookstore, but we sell a lot of gift items. We are not a gift store, but we carry those. So we do signings. We actually partner with the... over at Kenyon College in Gambier, we partner with the Kenyon Review, and they have Kenyon students come in twice a week, you know, when they're in classes. They come in twice a week and they facilitate writing workshops for students.
That's fun.
Mm-hmm. So there are elementary workshops, there are middle school workshops, and there are high school workshops.
Okay.
So they each meet once a week here in the store, but that's something that we do while we partner with the Kenyon Review in Gambier. Let's see, we do signings. We've partnered with the public library for author events as well. Sometimes they'll reach out to us and say, hey, we've got this event going on. Would you want to come here and sell books? And that's the thing we've done. We've sold books at the library. We've sold books. We've partnered with the new gun gallery annex that's here downtown. So we're always looking to kind of broaden our community partnerships and work with people. We're always very open to that.
Awesome.
And things like this.
Yeah, the podcast.
I like the podcast.
And if you want to tell people about the podcast, it's on mvjacketjournal.org. And there will be, for the first like week, we'll have a big one. But then we'll have like little sections, and under JJ Buzz, you can find this one. And then all the other podcasts Ellie and I have done.
Hey.
So our next question was, what is the best way to get into reading? And then how can we get more high schoolers to read outside of being forced to?
Absolutely. So sometimes the best way to get, you know, maybe I'm partial because I work here. To me, the best way to get into reading, go into a bookstore.
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay. Go into a bookstore. Talk to the booksellers. They will be happy to try and sell you books. Try and sell you books that kind of appeal to your interests. And so sometimes even if you don't know what you like, you can talk about the things that do interest you.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like a very personal level, like what you...
Yeah, that's what our job is to sell books. So
yeah,
one of our favorite things to do is kind of work. I don't want to say work a problem, but work with a customer and figure out, well, you don't like to read, but these are some of your interests. Well, let me see if I can pull some books and put it in their hands.
Okay.
So that is a way that we, you know, we like to help people find something that they love. But sometimes it's, you know, especially with younger readers, sometimes there's a really easy entry point with graphic novels.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we support graphic novels. We support readers of graphic novels, and it is a great entryway into loving to read.
Okay.
How did you get into reading, and how often do you read?
I don't fully remember how I got into it. I mean, I remember loving the Magic Treehouse books.
Okay.
And I remember reading those, so I was very young. But I think the very distinct moment where I was like, yeah, this is something that I'm going to be into. It was third grade.
Oh,
and I read, The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe by C.S. Lewis. And that was, that's as far as I can remember as like one of the first books that was like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is what I like. So definitely third grade, but I know I was reading Magic Treehouse before that, but it was The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe that really cemented that this is something that I love and love to do.
Yeah.
And then the next question I think was, how often do I read?
Yeah.
Every day.
How many books a week do you think?
Well, last year I read 57 books.
Okay.
So the average is a little more than a book a week.
Yeah.
Not two a week, but yeah, definitely a touch over a book a week. But I read books of all lengths. I'll read, you know, novellas. So those are going to be 100 pages.
Yeah.
I will read a 600 page novel. I'll read a series of 500 to 600 pages. You know, it's all across the board. I like to read a lot of different genres and a lot of different books. So it just depends. So book a week. Sounds fairly accurate.
Nice. And you said every day you read?
Yeah, just about every day. I mean, you know, a day will slip in where I'm not reading, but yeah, that's, you know, busy with other things. But
for the most part,
I would say just about every day, you know, something at the end of the day, as you're sitting down, getting ready to go to bed, I'll grab a book and read a little bit. Yeah.
Okay. So here at the store, what is the most and least popular genre that people buy?
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to break that up even just a little bit further.
Yeah, of course.
I will say that, you know, as far as like adult, genres, let's call it that. I'm not sure which would sell more. I'm assuming it's probably contemporary fiction. So that's just going to be your general fiction, adult fiction. But our fantasy sci-fi, we sell so much fantasy sci-fi as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, in years past, we've seen both of those kind of competing as some of our top genres. But beyond that is our children's section as well. So that's going to be your children's picture books, both hardcover, paperback, board books. We have so many kiddos and parents and young parents and grandparents coming into the store, that section is always just a really, really great section.
Yeah.
And then I think you said least mm-hmm. popular as well. That's a great question. I mean, it might sound boring, but maybe something like the cooking and wellness section.
Yeah.
I mean, we sell a decent amount of everything, but not as many cookbooks and wellness probably.
As the other books, but it makes sense.
But it sort of makes sense. But yeah, I would say that. I mean, I know like the fiction is typically more popular than nonfiction and the biographies, autobiographies, but we sell quite a bit of those as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then last question for you.
What is your favorite popular book and your favorite unpopular book?
That is a great question. Favorite popular book. I think that's, well, the favorite popular is easy. That's going to be Lord of the Rings. It's classic.
Okay.
It's been a classic. The Hobbit came out in, 1937? It's been around. It's still in print. It's obviously super popular.
Yeah.
So like The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings is the favorite popular book. That's easy. Favorite book of mine that's not popular.
Or underrated.
Underrated.
Yeah.
Underrated. You know, actually, another book that I already talked about. I'm going to say Frankenstein by Mary Shelley. I love Frankenstein.
Yeah.
I loved reading it in high school. I loved reading it in college. We did a very in-depth lesson in college that lasted weeks, and I loved every minute of it. And I know my classmates... some shared my enthusiasm, but many others did not.
Yes.
No, I love it. It's a go-to of mine. I think I own 3 or 4 different editions myself. So yeah, I'm going to go with Frankenstein.
Awesome. Well, I think that is all that we have today, unless there's anything else you'd like to add.
Not at all. You know, hopefully we'll see some new folks in the store thanks to this lovely podcast. We're always happy to be here and help. And thank you guys for coming out and chatting with me.
Thank you for allowing us to come and taking some time out of your day to talk about books. I love talking about books.
Absolutely. It's my favorite.
So I think that's all we have.
Yeah. I guess we'll see you in our next podcast, whenever that is.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.